Hello, hello. This is Justin in India, and I am in New Delhi right now, the capital city, chilling in my hotel room, and I'm hoping that I'm alone, because earlier when I checked in, I came up, brought my bags up, and I was like, oh yes, a quiet place I can, well, kind of quiet, and there's still horns honking and dogs barking and all kinds of stuff going on outside, but at least I could shut the door and be alone for a couple minutes. And I'm sitting here chilling, and I hear something rustling in the corner. I didn't really think much of it, like, well, did I really hear that or not? But the like all of a sudden the plastic garbage bin tips over, so it makes a bunch of noise. I look up and there's like this 8 to 10 inch rat that scampers underneath my bed. I jump up and yell at it and, like, man, jump up, yell at it, like, throw my shoes on. And I knew he was in here. I didn't really see him, but, like, bolted out, went down to the front desk and told him, like, look, I have a little problem. That's actually a medium-sized problem. It's a rat about this big. He's in my room. And, you know, the guy wasn't shocked. He's like, oh, it was a rat. Okay, well, do you want to switch rooms? It's just, you know, I'm like, well, either come up there, take care of the rat, or let me switch rooms, whatever it be. I got a single room, and I'd like to have it to myself. But, yeah, the guy let me switch rooms, and it was all good. Hopefully, there's nothing in here. So, it was cool. I mean, I'm only paying, like, 450 rupees for this room as it is. So it's like around $10, 10 US dollars. And it's not too bad. A couple mosquitoes and a pretty dingy bathroom. But hey, I'm in a nice little touristy part of town. And it's like I'm on the fifth floor. And I look out and like the whole street, it looks like a street fair is going on nonstop all day long. But it's just a normal everyday thing. You know, little shops line the entire street. So it's pretty cool. There's a lot of neat things to look at. A lot of folks trying to hustle. I think a common hustle here is a young kid comes up and he'll be like, hey, I just want to work on my English. Can we just talk? And he'll ask me questions, where I'm going, what I'm doing, whatever. And then he's like, oh, I'm trying to learn English. I need you to buy me a book. And I had another friend that actually followed through with it. I'm not sure if he fell for it or if this is just a coincidence, but pretty sure it's a hustle. And then, you know, the guy will take you to a bookstore and have you buy a very expensive book for him. You think you're helping him learn English. In reality, you're helping him make a dollar. And we all got to eat, right? So there's plenty of people looking to make a buck, especially a U.S. buck here. My goodness. The poverty is rampant. There's people sleeping on the street next to high-rise buildings, and there's no real slum. It's just like the slum. Oh, I guess there is a slum, but even in the nicer parts of town, there's still people with little bonfires. And I saw a father tucking in two children last night as I was on a walk. And his kids, one was probably 3 years old, and the other one was seriously a baby, like maybe 6 months old, so tiny. But it's really interesting, and boy, it's difficult. It's a lot different, I should say. Not so much difficult, but just very different with being alone. I've had 7 people traveling with me for the past 2 weeks, and here I am alone in one of the largest cities in the world, and it's a little overwhelming, but I made it. I've got a place to stay. Actually made some friends tonight, and I've got another friend that I'm going to be linking up with tomorrow, so praise God. I am safe, sound, and happy to be here. So happy you're listening too. All right. Bless y'all.